Well, hello, everybody.
Hello, Rebbe.
Hello, hello. All right. Still got half a minute. Okay. Okay, we can start. So we're starting a brand new sugya. I don't think we started yet, did we?
No.
Okay, so we're supposed to start the sugya of Yesh Zika. I think that was what we I think we said that. I hope we said that. I don't
Yes.
remember.
Yes, we did. Yes, we did.
Yes, okay. All right, so that's on Yud Zayin Amud Beis. It starts with Amrav Huna Marav. That's where, obviously, we're starting the middle of the Gemara, but that's where the sugya starts. Very complicated sugya. Regretfully, there's a lot of the keys for this sugya, but in typical Chafetz Chaim fashion, we're going to learn it without the keys. We'll do our best.
Rabbi Gumblat said a Shavuos night purple shear on in Zika.
He said
It's
a
like
what?
7 years ago. Rabbi Gumblat said his Shavuos night shear on in Zika.
Yeah.
So he managed to do without bringing in all the crazy bikis somehow.
Okay.
So it's apparently it's doable.
All right. So you have to tell us what he said. Okay. Amrav
I don't
Huna.
remember.
Where is it, Rebbe? Where is it?
On Yud Zayin Amud Beis, about a third of the way, two thirds of the way down the page. Amrav Huna Amrav. Again.
I see. I see. Thank you.
Okay. Amrav Huna Amrav, Shomeres Yavam Shemesa, Mutar Bi'ima. Okay. In other words, you marry a woman, the din is, even if she dies, you're usher to her mother. You're mutar to the sister. It's a little complicated. That is sister, you're mutar to your wife's sister after your wife dies. But other kroivim, are usher even after your wife dies. So the mother is usher even if your wife dies. So shomeres yavim shemesa, mutar behima, which means that you would have had a havamina just to think that since you were a shomeres yavim, you were quasi married to the yavama, and therefore, because I say only quasi because wasn't an echiyah misa. If she would have been, if she would be mizana, there's only a lav. So it's obviously not a full-fledged marriage, but it might be a pashut pshat. The reason why there's a lav is the Torah went ahead and made a quasi marriage, or at least that could be one of the pshatim. The Torah made a quasi marriage between the yavim and the isha. Now, of course, what happens if there are two yavamim? I don't know if that's going to be a shaila, but that would be one side. That the Torah makes some kind of quasi marriage, and that's what that's Chalanzika. And if that's the case, so then even after she dies, you should be also to the mother, because you were once quasi married to this girl. If you're quasi married to the girl, you should get a quasi iser to the mother. So
Do we ever hear of a quasi Isser Erva? Is that like a Musaf in the Bunch of
Yeah,
Arayos?
probably.
Where? With
There,
like
we
the
have a,
Arayos are all.
if you make a quasi kedushin, then you get a quasi iser erva.
What does that mean? Like, what, the pasuk says someone
Let's
who's
say
actually married to.
there's a, what do you call again, a shifcha charufa, right? And so there's some kind of din that you're quasi married. Right, that's it. It can be there's some kind of din. I don't exactly remember anymore that you're quasi married. It's not a full kedushin, but it's a quasi marriage according to some people. Chatzi shifcha, chatzi ben chayrin, you're quasi married. So if the, you get an
But
Yisur
like Chatzi
Kroivim.
Everett is it's like the it's the Chatzi part of the person is married like fully, not that
Okay,
the
I
whole
don't
person is
know.
Chatzi married.
I don't know, but that's what it seems to be The simple shot is
Is
the
there a
time is
Jewish term
said.
for quasi?
What?
Is there a Jewish halachic term for quasi? I'm not sure I understand what quasi is.
Quasi means partial.
Is that like the Rabbanon? Is that like the
No.
Rabbanon?
I mean the Raisa. You did it a partial. The partial marriage. The Torah makes Torah, if anything, someone told me once that a brisket shita is if there's two points in any line, then there has to be theoretically a point in the middle. So if there's such a thing as a zero, you're not married at all. And there's another point called you're fully married. So there should theoretically be a point called you're half married. Half married means quasi married. You're not fully married, you're only partially married. I'm making a half a, you go, when you make, if I would say to an Isha, Hare at Mikudesh, it's quasi. So
isn't
the question is whether that, maybe there's a pasuk, you can't do that, because the Torah says that you need a Kedushin Gemurim. But in theory, if not for some pasuk, you could do that. If you can make
but the Dindarabanan, right?
What?
The din of krayvim is for sure a pasuk shot of din derabanan, right?
No, not necessarily. We will see. It's going to be a shaila in the.
Rashi's going to say dam yakiknusa. I don't know why Rebbe needs to assume that it's, you know, it looks like there is a bond.
Okay, we'll see. We'll see in the Rashi. We'll see in Titus. So. We'll see in everyone.
Rebbe's assuming that the pashtus is that it's a din derabanan, the isa krayvim.
Pashtus is it's a din derabanan. Yeah, because the Gemara compares it to Yesh Dika with Nidara, which is a din deraisa. So okay, well, we'll have to see. I know, I agree with you. I know there are Gemaras later. That's what we said, that there's Bikias that seem to say it's only Drabanan. But I don't know. I don't know if it makes deraisa Drabanan. Because we're saying that there is such a thing. The concept before you get to Issa Krayvim, there's such a thing as you can have a full-fledged marriage, a chalois of a full marriage, then logically you can have a chalois of a partial marriage. So I don't know, you know, so that's there's a tzad to say that that's pshat and ibum. She's partially
what would,
married
would,
to the oven.
The Issa would be
therefore. There's either Midraisa or Midrabanan, depending on who you ask. Since if total marriage makes for a total Isser, so a partial marriage makes for a partial Isser.
So what would the Isser be now? If there was an Issa Dairaisa, there would be a Lav, theoretically?
A partial Isser Lav. The partial, since the we know from the Torah, that being married is a sibas and mechayiv to make an iser, and to create an iser lav, you need a full marriage to make a iser lav. So when you have a partial marriage, you get a partial iser lav. So you get an iser, but it wouldn't be necessary like an alav. It's a partial iser. But the okay, or you say that it's not to make any yisr, it's only drop bone. Okay, I can hear both stodim, but the pshat and yesh dika superficially is, you know, there's superficial, you know, one of the it depends on your derech and learning. I just said it's there are some people who spend months, I don't want to say months is an exaggeration. But you find in the Svarim that they try and figure out what the word Zika means. It says the Gemara says Alma Kasavar Ain Zika. Now that what it, how does that explain? Rav Huna Marav says Mutar Bima. That means Ain Zika. So what is this Zika that's called Ain Zika? So Rashi says. Zikas Yevamto Shemesa Lo Alima Ahave Gerusa. So Rashi's almost double talk, because Rashi's mashma that if you hold Zikas ain't Zika, you agree that there is a Zikas Yevamto. that means that there is ego. So I don't know.
Well, doesn't definition it mean that if she's a Shemeris Yavam and there's a lav, that there's something between them? No, isn't that?
And so what's the lashon of Ein Zika? If Ein Zika agrees that there is something, it's just not on that level, so you shouldn't call it Ein Zika. You should say that it's not strong enough. So it gets into, in other words, I'm not being fair. I'm saying there's a derech in learning, especially in this particular sugya, that they delve very much in what the word Zika means. Because where it says it's titled Ein Zika or Yesh Zika. So what does it mean? What is the word Zika? What does this mean? Ein Zika. Yesh Zika. What's Zika? What does that mean? You'll find in certain Svarim, they have long arichas. I don't remember anymore where, but I remember for sure hearing many people talk about trying to define, how do you define the word Zika? Because it's Yisip and Rashi that Zikas Yevimto is not the same as Zika. Because even the Madamar Ein Zika agree that there's Zikas Yevimto. So I don't know. I wasn't taught to do that. I told the guys in my share that I used to go hear Rav Volba give shmuzim. Rav Volba, many of his shmuzim, he used to say a shmuz on a word. He used to take apart the root of the word. I don't know. I'm not a bugging out of shore if he does it out of shore or not. But he definitely did that in his shmuzim. He took the word gaiva and he would analyze what the word gaiva means. What's the root of gaiva? And once he figured out what the root is, then he would check other places in Tanakh. We have that same root. And then based on that, Rav Aaron Schefter did that a great deal also. That was a certain style of shmuzim, that you define words and you figure out exactly the nuance of words. Rabbi Chay told me that Rav Shamshin before Hirsch does that a lot. I don't know. But Rav Shiva never did that, as far as I know. So I don't know. I don't know what the word is. I didn't spend any time trying to figure out what exactly the word Zika means. Ein Zika is just a way of saying that you're not usher to the Ima. But in the Gemara, obviously by saying Ein Zika, the Gemara is saying that somehow or another Ein Zika is adding some level of Hesber to Rav Huna Merav. Rav Huna Merav's already said his statement. Shomeres Yamin Shemesim Mutter V'Ima. Now the Gemara is defining that, crystallizing that when it's saying Ein Zika. So, okay, I don't know what Ein Zika is adding, you know, to what Rav Huna Merav said. That's what Rav Huna Merav said.
Why not just simply where it's not a full relationship?
Okay. But is that, okay, I hear. That's maybe Ein Zika means you don't have a full relationship. But is that what the word Zika means? Zika means a full relationship. I assume the people that don't like that don't like that the word Zika should mean full. Where does the word Zika mean full? But okay, I hear. That's what Rashi seems to say. Rashi, I don't know if that's what Rashi says. Because even if it's a non-full relationship, it should be enough to make an Isser. No one, even the Madamar Yesh Zika, Chayra agrees it's not a full relationship because it's not an Isser Kares.
So, also, okay. doesn't the Yibam itself like actually make you married?
What?
So, like until you Yibam adds to the relationship by doing Yibam, no?
Yes. Yesh Zika, even if Lechoira, everybody's pashtus. Everybody agrees. It's a Gemara we add in Kedushin, which I don't even know if you people remember, but the Gemara in Kedushin said that in the beginning of Kedushin, you know, we the first few blot we remember, the Gemara in Kedushin wanted to learn out that a Isha is Niknes Babia. From Yavama. is Nicknes Bekesa, Mazov Isha, which is Nick Mazov Yavama, which is not Nicknes Bekesa, is Nick because it's a Pasik. Bia Gomer is Bob and Kesin Star Gunnaba, is Nicknes Bia. So Isha, which is Nicknes Bekesa, because it says Kiyika, so shorty should be Nicknes Bia. So why do I need a Pasik of Bala to tell me that Isha Nicknes Bia? I can learn a lot from a Kaaba Chomer from Yavama. So the Gemara says you can't learn a lot from a Kaaba Chomer from Yavama because there's a Pircha. Because by Yavama, Shkikain Zkuka Vomedes, which Rashi says there means that you're already quasi married. So you never found that Bia, if you just saw Yavama, you wouldn't know that Bia can make the Haskoa of a Kedushin. And only when you already have a partial kedushin, the bia can be gomer it. But how do you know the bia can make aschala? So it seems beferish in the Gemara and kedushin, assuming the Gemara and kedushin is going according to every madamar, which is the pashtus, because it would be doichik that the Gemara is leaving answering a question only according to one madamar. That's kedushin David and Medes, I believe. The Gemara seems to say that everybody agrees that there's a quasi-married by Yavama. So the pashtus is, something fits on the Lashon of the Gemara. The pashtus is that everybody agrees that there's some kind of quasi-marriage between the Yavim and the Yavama. The question is, between the Machlokes and Samaroim, does that quasi-marriage create and Isser Kreide? But how that fits exactly in the words, Yesh Zika and Ein Zika, it's a little funny, because if everybody agrees that you're quasi-married, it's just a question, is it enough of a quasi-married to make an Isser Kreide? There's Parshat Shad is everybody agrees, no one holds you're fully married, because if to be fully married, you'd have an Isser Kares. And everybody agrees you're quasi-married, like the Gemara and Kedushin said. And the Machlokes is, does a quasi-marriage make for an Issa Kreidim? So how does
Rabbi, how can you say she's
what?
How can you say you're quasi-marriage if the Maisa, she gets married, she picks up and gets married, the Kedushin's types?
Because it's only quasi. You know, the thing, because why can't you a second person marry an Ashes Ish? So there's a famous Chakira, you know? You got to know your Chakiras. What's the Chakira? And I'm the Meluim. We know it from the Pilpushir. She had a Pilpushir on it. Right? Everything we know is from the Pilpushir. We know Navi from Pilpushir. They're the Machlekes Achreinen. You can't marry an Ashes Ish? Is it because it's Ein Kedushin Taisen B'chai V'krisis? Or is it because there's no room for a Kenyan to be typeface? It's already, there's no vacancies. That was a machlekes between, I think, anyone remember? Shara Mishpat and the Avnei Meluim? I'm not sure. Anyway, so if here where there's only a quasi-marriage, so both svaras doesn't apply. It's not an Isser Kares. So Kushin can be typeface. And you can't say no vacancies. So, okay, so could do some another Kedushin can get in. But the Maisa, and there is a day that Kedushin is not typed by Yavama Bishuk, just for the record. But anyway.
So let's look, in that scenario, let's say the man was married to only one woman, and he had only one brother. So she goes ahead and Yavama Bishuk, she gets married. Does she still halachically need chalitza?
So that's it. Well, the Gemara later. The Gemara later, whether the Kedushin is Mafkia the Zika. So it could be that we'll have to see in the later, and that's the next up blot. Parshat Shad, if she does Nisuin, she does Kedushin, it seems debatable. But if she does Nisuin, so then she doesn't need Zika. She doesn't, then the Nisuin is Mafkia the Zika. That's what it seems to be say on the next blot.
So that's not, doesn't sound to be talking about a curse, or that seems to be talking about whether or not there's room, so to speak, that.
Oh, it could be either way, because the once the other second Kedushin gets in, it's Mavkia, it knocks out the first one. Okay, anyway, I don't know. I have to, I don't have the Mikiyas. That could be on me. That's on your Chesed Beit. But let's go back to the Gemara. Before you get off on too much, we should read Rashi. So again, but I'm Rabbi Nama Rabbi. So I'm not sure what the word Ein Zika is adding to whatever he said, because you can't say Ein Zika means there's no marriage at all, because that's against the Gemara Kedushin. And, you know, that seems to say that there is a quasi marriage. So what does it mean, Ein Zika? Okay, let's keep on reading though. Why didn't he say the halacha is kedivri ha'omer Ein Zika?
Is this a normal question? Like, we have a problem that an Amora expressed himself by stating halacha in a case. Like, is that that's their how they talk, and that's their members are typically phrased that way.
I know.
Why is the Gemara bothered?
I don't have such because apparently that's not the way you're supposed to talk. Sounds like all the Gemara is asking that you what I thought the Gemara's question is that give credit where credit's due. Don't be, you know, call Amr Davar Bishem Amro maybe Gula La Ilam. So that's the Purim Sugya, right? Yeah. That's what Esther said. Bishem Mordechai, and that brought Gula L'Olam. So here, if you're paskening like the Mandamar Ein Zika,
who's a nameless Mandamar apparently.
What?
It seems the word is not like it's unclear who, but the Mandamar is not getting like named attribution. That's like not Omer Bishem Omro.
Why not? You're saying
well, the Gemara doesn't.
At least it shouldn't be. Don't take credit as if you're the first person who, in other words, who went ahead. It's your plagiarism, right?
So isn't that a plagiarism? Like every member
you can
of
lose your job if you plagiarize, or you can become the president of Columbia. I don't know, whatever university. But you can be, you know, plagiarism is not considered ethical. So you're. Avuna Marav is plagiarizing.
So why is that a kasha? Like every
somebody already said this, a Tana. And you happen to like what he said, so you're plagiarizing him.
But isn't that also true by everything they said? They weren't inventing the Torah of Mechadash. They had a Mesorah, they had their
Amazing. They were saying things that people didn't talk explicitly about. But if someone explicitly talked about it, then that's the Gemara's Kasha.
So if Rabbi Ashi says, Rabbi Ashi said something that means that a single Amora in the entire for 400 years said
okay,
that.
Okay, I don't
like,
know.
How do they learn, how they understand Torah?
So I don't think you have an answer.
No.
Okay. Some questions are only good enough if you have an answer. Okay. I don't know. I'm assuming this Zetman the Fun that that's true. So they might look at the Omer and Zika. So Iyavi Omer. Okay, we have to read Rashi, but just read the finish this thought. I mean betray. There's that case where there's some Tana who said Ein Zika. He was talking about when there are two brothers. Abba Bekan, but if there's only one brother, so then we would have thought Yei Zika. So came along Rav Huna Marav and he said, Shomeres Yom Shemesa Mutter Be'ima, even when there's only one brother. So tell me that even when there's only one brother, we say Ein Zika. Okay, let's see Rashi. Ein Zika. This is a Rashi that someone was quoting. Zikas Yevimto Shemesa. So Rashi, that's what we said. Rashi, we say, is very funny because Pashas, the word Zika and Zikas is the same thing. So Ein Zika means that there's no such thing as Zika. So what Rashi says, the Zikas Yevimto Shemesa Lo Alima. But that means that it exists. It's just no alima. So Rashi is saying that in the Mandamar Ein Zika, there is a Zikas Yevimto. So that's like I said, it's a real double talk. He's right, you know, there's We don't know how you translate Ein Zika, but it's Mukhlok from Rashi that Zika and Zikas do not mean the same thing, which probably is not right. Zikas Yavimta was just Zika. It's just a
Zika. Rashi said Kolomar.
Well, the question is how far
does Rashi Zika say Kolomar?
I can't hear you.
How far the Zika extends? The Zika for the Yavimto is there. The Shaila is, does that extend to the Ema?
So that's not seemingly what in the Lashon of Ein Zika. Ein Zika from a literal translation. In other words, the Gemara, you know, Parshat Shat in the word Ein Zika means there's no Zika. And that's, we're saying it's not true. Rashi, if you assume that Zika's Yavimto is the same as Zika, so then, you know, that depends what you want to assume. If you want to assume that Zika and Zikas Yavimta are the same thing, so then it's Mukhlok from Rashi that the Madamar Ein Zika agrees that to some extent Yesh Zika. So it's very, that means it's very ambiguous. So what are you making a statement Ein Zika?
Isn't that Pashit? Meaning it's still Shemaris Yavim. There's still, you know, some type of...
The simple side would be to say that Shomeres Yavim is also the Shuk. The question is it because she's quasi married to the Yavim, or she's not married to the Yavim at all? That would fit into the Lashon Yesh Zika and Ein Zika. In other words, that the Ma'an Amar that Usher Mutzer Be'ima says that you're not married to the Yavim at all. The Torah made an Isser. The Torah also made an Issa, you're not allowed to eat Chazer. It doesn't mean you're married to Chazer. So the Torah made an Issa, you're not allowed to marry Shemeres Yavim. But it's not an Isha's Dikadin. You're not allowed, not because she's married, you're not allowed, because you're not allowed. So the Mandamar and Zika, Hashem Shad in the Gemara, if you translate the Ein Zika and Yesh Zika Kipshuto, so Ein Zika just means there's zilch marriage. That's going against the Gemara and Kedushin. Because the Gemara and Kedushin said there is a partial marriage. But if you're ready to go against the Gemara and Kedushin, so you'll say the Mandamar Ein Zika says there's zero, zero marriage. Why you asked the Shuk? Because the Torah put an Isser, but it's not an Ishastika Isser. It's a Stamin Isser. Nothing to do with Isha.
Isn't there a problem considering an Ishtika Isser, considering the fact that there often are multiple Yavams, or whatever you want to call them, multiple brothers, and you can't be married to two people at the same time? She's connected to all of them.
I don't know. So that's a question. If Zika means you're married, which Pashtus, the Mandamar Yesh Zika, does say that there's an Isser Kroivim. That means that you're considered partially married. So you're asking a question, how can you be considered partially married if there's more than one Yavim? That's a good question. The Gemara seems to discuss it. The Parship Shot would be that you're Suffolk married. We don't know you're married only to the one that's going to do Yibam and Chalitza. And at right now, we don't know which one that is. In the future, we are going Milsa to Mafreya. But I don't know.
I remember someplace coming across that said if whoever you end up doing Yibum with, the retroactively, that's where the Zika was.
Yes, but the question is it that it starts out with a Suffolk and the future is Megada the Suffolk, or it starts out that you're both and the future changes? Is it a gido? You might be. I don't want to start getting into too many yeshivish and hakiris, but we have in the sugya of Mu'uberes, there's two types of futures. There's a future that's megada on the past, and a future that changes the past. Right? So you remember the sugya of Mu'uberes. You know, Mu'uberes is hipila. So is it gido milson? Usually the future is megada on the past. I don't know what's under the cup. When I pick up the cup and I see there's nothing under it, it's a gila that there was never something under the cup before. But when the Mu'uberes is hipila, Especially if the hipita was caused by a something that happened later, she got into a car accident. So that's not a gilui milsad mafreya. It's a that the future is gairim the past. So the same thing here. It's not clear. It definitely says beferish later that if one, even if you hold yesh zika, if one brother does yibum or chalitza, then we no longer say yesh zika to the other brothers. I'm pretty sure that's beferish. So if a shomer is yavin that fell to two brothers, and then one brother does yibum, so the other brothers are mutter be'ima, according to everybody. But is that the yibum later is a gilui, or is it a gilui that there was never a zika to both, or it makes it change, it's a change in the future? I don't know. That's a hard. That's not saying. It's probably there's too many hard sigas here.
Either way, it sounds like it has to end with one person. We're masking it has to end with one person.
If it's the future changes the past, then it would be that the beginning was on two people. Okay, but I'd rather not go there in a minute.
Rabbi
but,
seems to be saying well, that.
Let's just back to Rashi. Rashi says, so we're saying like this, Rashi's Lashon is mashma, in other words, not like the simple shot. The simple shot in Ein Zika, if you wanted to do the simple translation of the word, and that the Madamar Ein Zika says that there's no marriage whatsoever, you're also in a shuk. That's Tamin Isser, but not because of a marriage. Madamar Yesh Zika says you are married. But Rashi says Zikas Yevimto. So if there's two choices, if the word Zikas Yevimto means the same as Zika, so then Rashi is saying even the Madamar that's Ain Zika agrees that there is some level of Zika. So then you have to say that Ain Zika means not that there's no Zika, just there's no Zika on a certain level, which is very daifik in the Lashon. If the other choice is to say that Zika is not the same as Zika's Yevimto. Okay, I don't know. That's what he said. This is not my specialty language, words.
Is it so complicated to say that there's the Zika that applies to the Yevimto? That Zika is obvious. That's, of course, that's automatic. If there's a machloikis of Yesh Zika or Ein Zika, the whole machloikis could only be Lagabe, the extension of the Zika.
Yeah, but then it's a very strange to call that Ein Zika, because, you know, the Gemara is trying to, it's not that Ein Zika, it's that the Zika is, I mean, Rashi himself seems to say it that way. Lo alima, it's not strong enough.
Well, the word is the word. The shaila is the extent of it. You could have a thick rope and you could have a thin rope. The connection could be thick or thin. Word, either way,
Zika means,
connection.
Zika means a rope. When you're arguing whether it's a thin rope or a thick rope, you don't say there's no rope. So it's a misnomer of the Gemara. The Gemara is trying to explain the machlokes using the words Ein Zika, is a very strange way of describing it. So you could say, okay, that's the way it is. We don't know. Okay, I'm not really, I'm just not, I don't have clarity. But let's keep on reading Rashi. Rashi says, Zikas Yevimto Shemesa, Lo Alima. So Lo Alima definitely sounds like that there is a Zika here, but it's just not strong enough. The Mahave Garusa. In other words, you are a quasi-married. That's what Rashi sounds like. Everybody agrees you're quasi-married. And the question is it equal to an arusa, the aser imo alav mishum chamoiso? In other words, the Torah only asered a krovim to a, when you're married on the level of an arusa. When you're not married at a level and it's not alima like an arusa, so it's not strong enough to make an iser krovim. Now the problem is even the Madamar Yesh Zika agrees you're not an arusa, because otherwise it'd be an iser kares. But okay, we'll have to see. We'll keep on reading the Rashi's. But Rashi again, so Rashi's mashma.
Rabbi, the Svara here gives Zika We say here Yezika.
We go down Zika, right?
I'm sorry, Kraven. If we say Kraven, then that means, for example, he couldn't marry the sister of the Yavama or something like that.
Yes. Both mind that the Yavama is alive, because you're not allowed to marry your wife's sister. Close mind that she's alive.
But it's one second. But as soon as one of the other brothers does Yibam, let's say that he would be able to.
Then it somehow or another that we were saying it's unclear. Then it goes off the Mafreya. Whether we said it's a dip, we don't know what that Mafreya is.
Even though sisters is normally a b'chaya.
Yes, because Zika goes off the Mafreya. So it comes as a glory milson Mafreya. That you were in Zarkuk.
So if that's really true, then the Maisa, regardless of whether it happens in the future or the past, whichever it is, Mitzias is ultimately the most is going to be one Yibam or one Chalitza is going to happen. So then the concept is it's only one quasi kedushin that's happening.
Yeah, okay, that's not right. But the question here is, it was one of the cases here that there was no Yibam or Chalitza. The lady died. So the lady died. There was no Yibam and no Chalitza. So then the other day, the next day, it says that you're usher to the sister, to the mother. And even if there's two brothers, they're both usher to the mother. Because there was never
a Yibam. Sister would be Shiloh because sister's much older than when she dies.
Sister is mutter. No, it's not relevant, yes. Even if you'd be mamish married, the sister would be mutter, yes. Okay,
so but the mother would be Shiloh.
Yes, so let's read the Rashi again. Zigas yavimto shemesa. Lo alima lemahave ke arusa. Le oser imo ala mishim chabaisa. That, so the group, the back changes the girsa ima. The chayra, that's not debatable. Even though I always like trying to figure out that the old Gers is right, but I don't know how you can do that, because it's not his mother that becomes Usser. It's the mother of the Shomeris Yavim, the Usser Emo. I don't know how you could. I mean, it does sound like the Bach is right. So I don't know. I don't know how you could figure that out. The Bach means Emo, the Chara means his mother. No, his mother is Tamaster. Nothing to do with Ain Zika, Yesh Zika. But the question is what the asking the mother of the Yavama. So the Usher Emo, a love. So Emo. Yeah, the Bach is, you know, I don't see. I mean, if someone else can help me, see how you could, you know, we have a Yetzer Sahara that could, we're assuming that the Bach did not have Iksav Yad. That's my assumption. It's just the too many, the Bach's corrections are always logical. So it's pretty clear that he's making his corrections based on logic. So here's a good example where it just doesn't read emo. So the Bach had to change it. But the question
is there an answer for a brother and a sister to marry someone and his mother?
Yeah, you can't marry your mother.
No. For a brother and sister to marry against a man and his mother. Meaning with a person's mother's ability to marry anyone, be connected to the Zika.
I don't fathom. But
I'm saying would be the Isser on his mother. Would there be an Isser on his mother that could possibly be in play here?
I don't know. His mother, he's not allowed to marry his mother.
But is there an Isser on his mother because of this connection?
Yes, the mother is not allowed to marry him.
Someone else. I'm saying if he goes and he marries this woman, is his mother then forbidden to marry her daughter-in-law's relatives?
Why is that to his mother? No. Anyway, no, I don't think so. Anyway, okay, let's go further. So Rashi says, the question is, if we skip down Rashi to The Yesh Dika. Where is Rashi and Yesh Dika?
The last of the mid-sized lines.
What?
Second to last line.
So Rashi says, Yesh Dika. Zikas Yiba have a kiknusa. Voseres Iba Yava Mishem Chamosa. So this is something very funny. Rashi says, Yesh Dika, Zika. Yiba have a kiknusa.
Knusa is Arusa?
No, what?
It's Knusa Arusa?
Knusa, yes.
Usually means not Arusa. That's why I'm saying it's funny. Right. Usually the term Knusa means Nisuin. That's we have an expression Zika Kiknusa in the Gemara later. So the Knusa usually means a Nisua. So Rashi, there's almost like a steer in the Rashis. In Ein Zika, Rashi says, Lo Alima the Mahave Karusa. So when he gets to Yesh Zika, he shouldn't even have to explain it, because obviously the Yesh Zika is the opposite of Ein Zika, and it means Alima the Mahave Karusa. But Rashi says, Zikas Yibam Have Kikinusa. So, Kiknusa, why does he change? He should have said Have Karusa. That would have been what he should have said. Should have been consistent, and he should have been consistent, and he should have said Have Kiknusa, Have Karusa. So I don't know.
Rashi switched in the Mandem of Einzika also.
Well, I can't hear. Yeah, I can speak louder.
Rashi switched to Knusa in the Mandem of Einzika when the Gemara was debating whether the Einzika was Dafka by two and not by one of them. So then Rashi Abba Bachar also says that She'inchem Eliyavim Echad Vadi Ale Ramya Ema Danya Kiknusa
the Yasser
Be'ima.
Okay, so we're gonna have to see.
Wasn't Rashi Bukhrach in that Rashi because he was going on the Shiloh by if he could be Mayfair, if he could be Mayfair. So that wasn't the Cheshvan of the Gemara that you could only do it if you're Kiknusa. And that's why it wasn't in that Rashi that you just quoted, Aaron, that Abu Bachad isn't that going on the Machlokes over there? That's really Machlokes and
Rashi happens to say it's Rabbi Akiva.
No, but I'm saying, but the case has to be the same in all the Tanaim. So if it's going to work out in anybody that the Zika is going to be Mefin Nidareha, that has to be Kiknusa, no?
And, okay, I do not know. I do not know. Anyway, it's a little strange. It is a little strange in Rashi. Why Rashi?
But the other Rashi that Rabbi just quoted, the first, before what Aaron said, the other Rashi that says Kiknusa.
Rashi, in the two lines on the bottom, when Rashi explains in Adamar Yeshika, Rashi says, Yeshika, Zikas Yibam Have Kiknusa. Oseris Ima Al Yavam Yishim Chamoso. So Rashi says it's Have Kiknusa. While here in our Rashi, in Ein Zika, he says it's not Lo Alima Lemahave Kearusa. So Rashi, the Chayra, if you're eliminating the Machlaikas, one Rashi says it's Lo Alima Lemahave Kearusa. So the other side should be that it's Alima to be a Arusa. You don't have to make it even a Kenusa. Kenusa seems more. So why does Rashi go to the extreme to say that Yesik, and as he's making like two big of a machlokes, Ein Zika holds it's not even an Arusa, and Yesik holds that it's a Kenusa. Wow. Why didn't you just say Yesik holds it's an Arusa and minimize the machlokes? So I don't know the answer. And as you say, that Kenusa means Arusa, but then why did Rashi change the language? So, okay, we'll have to see. But let's get back to the Gemara. But that's another unclarity. A lot of things unclear. So let's do the next Rashi. The lame aloko gedibia homer ain't zico. The Tanan, the perikal chayleis. We learned the perikal chayleis. Shomeres yavim shikidish okaves achoiso. Shomeres yavim, that his brother married the sister, shal yavama. In other words, there's three brothers, so to speak. One died, she's zakek. Reuven died, she's zakek to Shimon and Levi. And now Levi went ahead and married the sister. How could he do that? Because he was told Yiba Bachit. Because Levi says, what's the problem? Shimon will do the mitzvah Yibam, so I'll marry the sister. No problem. So that's the case. So what happens? So Mishum Rav Yudah Ben Beseira Omer. Omer is Eshekirish Achai. So we tell Levi, she, the Hamtang, you're not allowed to have beer with this woman. Be that close. Needs to have beer. Visha Achos Kukosohi. Because there's an Isser Achos Kukoso. Oh, the Achos Nizkakin Kakoso Kirish Azu. And therefore, Strikla Hamtang. In other words, so he's saying that there's an Isser Akos Kukaso, and Mimele, you're not allowed to marry this woman, Tabia, with this woman. Her Zika got in first. So that marriage, so to speak, came first. And then before your marriage, so that marriage is fakir. Instead of your marriage knocking that marriage out, that marriage knocks your marriage out.
No, it doesn't knock it out. The Aris didn't work. That's not the Achlas Nishta was chal.
Knocks it out partially, whatever.
What do you mean? The Achlas Nishta was chal. What do you mean?
It knocks it out partially. We'll see. That's
partially. Well, one second. Would it stop from the Kedushin from working via Bia?
What?
Would it stop the Kedushin from working via Bia? Would it have to be via Kesef or Shnar?
We have to learn the Gemara. The next Amen. It's only if it's Kiddush. If he does the Suin, it's different. That's what Taisus says.
Are we saying he's not fully married to the sister?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. But what that's the next Amen. The next part, because if the Yibam's marriage, since you were quasi-married to the Yavama, so the quasi-marriage to the Yavama stops quasi when you marry her sister. And therefore, usually when you're having, usually you can't, Azika and Akos Ishto can't, Azika and marrying to the sister can't coexist.
Yeah, but maybe that's all comes first.
Which one gets knocked out? No, but maybe everyone comes first stays. So maybe
the pshat is that Achos Isha that comes first doesn't allow a Zika to be chal. But why does Rabbi have to say that? Maybe the pshat is that if a Zika comes first, maybe the Achos Isha it's really 100% chal, but it can't break a Zika that's there already. Maybe it's only not chal when the Achos Isha is there.
Okay, but I'll have to learn. We're not learning that sugya. My recollection is the way I'm saying it. I think that's you learn on Yudchas Samad Beis. You have to learn this at Tosis. You can look it up. Tosis Omrim Lo Hamtein on Yudchas Samad Beis. I think that's what he says. That the Zika that's Chal first stops the Kedushin from being Chal fully. And therefore, the Kedushin can't be mafkia the Zika, because Adarabba, instead of the Kedushin knocking out the Zika knocked out the Kedushin. But okay, you don't like it, it makes no difference.
No, I'm just saying, I thought there's another way to learn. Maybe that doesn't
okay. Anyway, but the Maisa, so again, Mishra, we may say Omer, Omer is Eshikish HaKos Ishto, Hamtei Miliknos, you don't have Bia, Bisha HaKos Kukosavi. Oh, the Akash is Kakakos, okay, no, they're the Hampton. So, Radami Rav Yehuda Memisera holds that the Mefarish of Mishnah, Rav Yehuda Memisera holds that a Shomeres Yavim, you're not allowed to marry the sister of your Yavama, because he Gupa says Beferish Hamde. In other words, you went ahead and you already did Kedushin to the sister, and Rav Yehuda ben Seira says you can't have Bia.
One second, when did he do the Kedushin?
She fell, this lady, the husband died. The woman fell to two brothers. One brother went ahead and gave Kedushin to the sister.
So why does the Kedushin, listen, why does the Kedushin work?
Because the Kedushin works, because it's not an Isser Kare, so Kedushin works. But it might not work fully. But that's
so it's an Isser, it's an Isser, it's an Isser, but the Kedushin works?
What?
It's an Isser, he did an Isser?
I don't know if he did an Isser. But Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira says he's not allowed to have Bia with her.
So is she in Ish right now? Or is she Chayav Misa if she lives with someone? The sister? After he did
Isser? Pashas, they're married. Either maybe quasi. It depends on what we're discussing. But I don't know. So the din is Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. Now the Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira says Beferish that he owes Yesh Dika. That's Beferish, because he says that you're not allowed to marry that Bia with the sister of your Yavama. But he says even a bigger Chiddush, even if you married her already, you can't do Nisuin, you can't have Bia with her, because there's an Isser of Achos Zikugasa.
Could he do Chalitza to the sister?
What's no guy to the sister?
To the sister? I don't know if he can do Chalitza anymore, because he's already a funny Zika. And if the other brother has to do Chalitza, he wouldn't be able to pop to the other brother with his Chalitza. I don't know. If there's no other brother, maybe he could. I don't know. But if there's other
Then he would lose the right to keep his wife, because then right. She becomes Achos Chalutzasa.
That is correct. Yes.
Achos Chalutzasa Zazer?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Anyway, so again, so let's finish Rashi. So Rav Yehuda ben Beseira marries Amram the Shia called Kavdi and goes to Shachos Gukasi. Hold on, this going to cause the kids to be. Turn up and she's coming to be found out of often. Bakasi. For Amar Shmuel. Halacha Rav Yehuda ben Beseira. Midikamer halacha miklal de pligadei. In other words, the fact that you say halacha shows that you know that there's someone who disagrees. If there was no one who disagrees, you don't say that's not the way you express it. You don't say halacha. Of course, that's halacha. No one disagrees. So the fact that Shmuel says halacha, it means that there's someone who disagrees. So that means that Shmuel was aware that there's a machlekes tanoim. It might not be written anywhere, but Shmuel knows that there's a machlekes tanoim, whether yesh zika or ain zika. Rav Yehuda ben Beseira clearly holds yesh zika, and Shmuel knows that Tana X holds ain zika. So therefore, the Gemara's kasha is Rav, who is paskening Ein Zika. So instead of taking the credit for himself, just like Shmuel knew that there's this Tana X who holds Ein Zika, so Mistama Rav also knew Rav had as good bikias as Shmuel had. So if Shmuel knows that there's a Tana that argues and says Ein Zika, so Rav must have also had the same Bikias, that there's also a Tana. So therefore, Shmuel
should have just said Ein Zika.
Rav should have said Halacha Kedivrei Ha'omer Ein Zika. That's the Gemara's kasha. He should have paskened like that Tana, this nameless Tana, which we don't know who it is. Right, so I don't know if that's called Omer David Shem Amro, because you're not mentioning his name, but you're quoting him. You say there's some nameless Tana who I know says Ein Zika, and I am basking like him. That's the Gemara's kasha. So that's what Rav should have said. So the Gemara says, if he would have said that, I would have said, I didn't mean to betray. In other words, the case over there was that there were three brothers altogether. One died, and now there are two left. And that's where Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseir says, you're still usher in the, you can't be, you have to be hamtei. You have to wait to see if the other, what the other brother is going to do. And the person who disagrees says, no, you don't have to be hamtei. So he only said, the person who disagreed with Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseir only said that there's no iser kroivim to a zukuka when there are two yavamis, which is like the guy's time it. Then when it's two yavamis, it's very hard to say that you're married, because who are you married to? So that becomes very difficult. So then it makes sense that you would say ein zika. So, but let's see, Rashi.
So you get two yavamas or two brothers?
Let me finish, Rashi.
What are
Rabbi
talking about?
In
which case?
Let me finish, Rashi. Rabbi Yeshua, Ben Maaseir, Rabbanan, Kivin de lo yadi, kami man minai ramya. We don't know which one it is. Lo chashir emesek roivis, because it could be that it's in other words, we don't know to which one is you only ramya to one, and we don't know which one. So it could be that because it's not determined yet. So that in itself makes a begam in your ishas, because it's not determined yet. So therefore, that's why there's no iser kroivim. Ava b'chad, which is the case of Rav, shein shem el yavam echad, divad elei ramya, ema damya kiknusa. Here also Rashi says kiknusa. That's what Aaron, I think, heard been saying. Why Rashi here says damya kiknusa? He should have said damya karusa, right? That was Aaron. That was your question.
Yeah,
that's yeah. Yeah, there is a Rashi over here, right? Should have said Dami Kearusa. The Osir Belima. Adami Kekanusa. So the answer is the here it makes sense in Kekanusa, because the difference between Khan and Trey. Okay, I don't know. The difference between Chad and Trey, what's the difference? Because by Chad, Trey, we don't know the Yo Yodi Kami Mami Nayo Ramya. We don't know Kami Chad Minayo Ramya.
It's kind of a suffix kuka.
How does Rashi know within the Shita, within the Gemara, that the Gemara is held of a different like nature of Zika in the Mandamer of Ein Zika between if you hold the Dafka Bechad or even Betray?
I can't hear you. I'm sorry. I didn't hear.
How does Rashi see in the Gemara that the Gemara switched what its understanding of Zika, the Mandamer of Ein Zika, depending on Chad or Betray? Just
who said he switched?
Well, he went from Arukirarusa to Kiknusa.
Okay, so maybe the word Kiknusa doesn't mean Nisua. The word Kiknusa.
Are we talking about two brothers or two wives? Are we talking about two brothers or two wives here?
Two brothers.
Why wouldn't the same thing be if there's two wives?
No, nothing to do with two wives.
No, but saying, let's say the brother has two wives. The one who died had two wives.
Okay, I don't know. I don't know.
Would the same thing be?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. Okay, I hear. I don't know. It probably should be the same thing. Yes. Maybe kiknusa means, maybe the word kiknusa does not mean, okay, I don't know. Binyamin, I don't know. Maybe the word kiknusa doesn't mean nesua. Kiknusa means that as if you did Yibum already. In other words, you get the Al-Shem of the future. In other words, the by two, what's the difference between one and two? That by one, we know what the future is going to be. Because since it's Vade Olay Ramya, well, of course, he could always do Chalitza.
Chalitza, yeah. Chalitza.
What?
He could do Chalitza. That's not Knusa.
Okay, I don't know why Rashi switched to Harusim. Okay, anyway, let me just read the next line and then I'm going to leave. The Gemara says, So Rashi said that Rabbi Akiva by Nidarim. So this one just relates to the that it can't be made for Nidarel. So this was what our beginning, Shai, the beginning is share. Someone wanted to know whether we're talking Deraisa Drabanan. So here we're talking about being made for Nidareha. That's Deraisa. So this gets all confusing.
Lamaisa was only a Havamina of a Gemara because at the end of
jump in the leg. Only a Havamina. What yeshiva did you learn?
No. No. No, it could have been, but I think Lamaisa the Gemara ends off that Kraivim Ad Rabbanan. The Gemara had a Havamina, it could have been that way. But then it ended up with Maimer over there. But...
Okay.
He didn't mean a Havamina, Rabbi. He just meant it was darshaning a word. He meant it was darshaning on a word.
Okay. Anyway, I'm just saying that the Gemara is fair because the man Amar that said, Ein Zika Fia Bechad, was going on a Deraisa level because he said you can't be made for the Derel. But that doesn't mean that there's no Issa Drabanan. So if Issa Kraivim is only Drabanan, then the Gemara Lechara makes no sense. Because just because you hold that you can't be made for the Derel, that just means that Deraisa you're not married. But to go ahead and to be Isser Kraivim, it may be for there, Drabanan suffices. So what's the Gemara's Raya from Rabbi Akiva?
Is that two dinim of Yesh Zika? If there is a din of Yesh Zika Dairaisa that would cover Nidarim and Kraivim, you're not going to say that the according to Yama ain't Zika, they made up a new din Drabanan.
Right, why not? If it's a din Drabanan, they made up a din Drabanan. No.
Yesh Zika is a real din d'oraisa. They would also say, oh, by the way, I thought of a new din d'oraisa.
You're going to say that the only Issa Kraibim is d'rabanan, so that means they made up a din d'rabanan. Okay, I know, I'm going to stop.
Especially if you're saying that it's not each one. Sorry.
Going back to Aaron Hertzberg's question, I want to try to validate his question, which was only good if there's an answer. Maybe the
Gemara's question. I'm sorry.
The question was, what's so bad about saying the halacha through a case? That Rav said halacha through a case. It's not so bad. He didn't have to say Ein Zika. He could have said it through a case. So maybe the Gemara's kasha was in light of the fact that Shmuel said halacha Rabbi Yehuda ben Bezerra. So that means Shmuel already said that we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda ben Bezerra legabe Yesh Zika or Ein Zika. So Rav should have said, Ein Zika. He's just arguing on Shmuel.
Maybe the Gemara says he should have said halacha kizman da Omar.
Exactly, which is the opposite of what Shmuel said.
Okay, I don't know. Okay, that's what the Gemara meant. Because the Gemara is asking based on Shmuel. Okay, I don't know. Okay.
Rabbi, one last point.
Rabbi, then what would what would the Gemara's next question be? That he should say, Ein Zika afilu, afilu b'chad. That's already not a response to Shmuel.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, what you want to say?
Does it help what Tzvi was saying that they're making between if it's Rabbanon or Daraisa and to use in Mefer Nedera, does it make a difference if we're making Yesh Zika and Ein Zika, the Rashi's Ein Zika or Yesh Zika, or a new, I mean, if it's Ishus or if it's a new din on the street. If it's Ishus, then it makes more sense what Svi's saying because we're not making a new thing of Yesh Zika or Ein Zika. So to say that we're also going to making a whole new Rabbanon Isser, but if it's a totally new Isser that has nothing to do with Ishus, then it would make a less sense.
Okay, I think I actually understood that. But okay, all right, I'm gonna end. I'm sorry.
Okay, thank you, everyone. Thank you.
Okay, good night.